This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law that will affect those returning to school next year.
This bill would require students in Missouri to pass the civics portion of the United States naturalization test.
House Bill 1646 will become law on August 28th. The measure establishes the Missouri Civics Education Initiative. In recent years, some people have voiced criticism over what they believe to be a decrease in civics and current events education in public schools. The proposal was debated on the Missouri Senate floor back on April 27th. Senator Jeannie Riddle of Callaway County is the bill handler. During debate, she told her colleagues the test itself is similar to the citizenship test given those who become Americans.
It's the one that has the students take 100 questions on the U.S. citizenship test. And just as a reminder, as a retired teacher, I understand the concern for teachers and administrators about changing standards and the tests that come with them, except that we have allowed local school districts to administer any number of ways, whether it's oral, written, on the computer, before school, after school, during class, during lunch. They can be taken as many times as needed.
She adds the new law will have a second aspect to it.
In addition to the civics portion, there is a section on the Constitution Project of the Missouri Supreme Court for graduation requirements. Representative Ross put that on. It is the same as what Senator Pierce put on this floor.
Also during debate on April 27th, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton was able to add language from his Senate Bill 809, which will require public schools to screen each student for dyslexia and related disorders.
This language is on a couple different vehicles, and there's some other education language circulating around the building on some other vehicles. Do we want to keep this one clean? That, to me, would seem to fit within the title of civics education pretty clearly. I think to do anything else here, I'd have to change the title. I guess I'd be a little bit concerned at this point that if we were to do anything to change the title to allow certain amendments on, that could open this up into an omnibus education bill. The language you're referring to is on, I think, four or five different things at this point.
The dyslexia screening would start when a student begins kindergarten and again before a student begins third grade. Schools will also be allowed to screen a student who is suspected of having dyslexia or a related disorder. In addition, school districts and charter schools must provide for the treatment of a student determined to have dyslexia or a related disorder. Even though the new law will take effect later this month, its provisions will not be included into school rules until after July 1st of next year. Other education-related measures include Senate Bill 586, which modifies the definition of current operating expenditures. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.